Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Yeah, this is Talkback Jackson Sports, and we are introducing a brand new segment that at least we're going to have every week during the college football season. It's called Mark and Drew versus the 8-Ball. So my name is Mark, and I would like to introduce to you Drew, who's going to be making the picks with us today. Hey, Drew, what's going on?
Nothing much. How's it going today, Mark?
So far, so good, man. Well, we appreciate you being a part of this little experiment, can we call it? I mean, because this is the first time we've ever done this. We really have no idea how it's going to go.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's going to go pretty well, to be honest with you.
All right. Well, good. Let's hit it. So it's going to be me making my picks, you making your picks, and then we're going to let the Magic 8-Ball make their picks. And really, the fun's going to be next week when we kind of get a tally of how we did. Okay. Let's jump right in. Game one on the Big Ten schedule, we've got Temple at Rutgers. Rutgers is 14.5 points favorite. What do you think here, Drew?
Well, I've been going back and forth on it. I think Rutgers is going to cover. They have that dual threat quarterback. Temple 2-6 versus spread last 8 games. I like Rutgers all the way.
You like Rutgers. As a Michigan fan who had to stomach an overtime win against Rutgers last year, I really hate picking Rutgers in anything. I really, really do. You and I, we've talked about this. I'm more of a passion fan as opposed to a stats type fan. I really hate picking Rutgers, but I'm going to have to take them in this game.
It wasn't easy.
Yeah.
I had a hard time with it myself.
All right. So I tell you what, let's see what the 8-Ball says. And the 8-Ball says, ask again later. So we're going to circle back to the Rutgers game in just a second. OSU at Minnesota. Wait a minute. Now, your friends were giving me a hard time because I said that Nebraska-Illinois had the first game of the season. And then everybody said, oh, no, wait, there's Ohio State-Minnesota.
Nope, you were 100% correct.
Okay, I'm just going to throw that out there. Okay, Ohio State at Minnesota, number four ranking Ohio State football Buckeyes, 13.5 point favorites over Minnesota. Who do you take?
I think all day that the Buckeyes will hold on. They have that freshman quarterback, unproven, but they have those two receivers that are dynamic, that are probably the best in definitely the best in the Big Ten, if not in the country. So I think the Buckeyes will clear that easily.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with you.
There's another hard one.
I'm actually, you know, I'm surprised it's not more than 13.5 points, probably just because it's the first game of the season and they don't really know. They really haven't seen Ohio State perform yet, but they're always solid. And Magic 8-Ball? Magic 8-Ball says, as I see it, yes. I asked them. They're going with Ohio State, too. Okay. MSU at Northwestern. The other Friday game, it's at 9:00. Northwestern is a 3.5 point favorites. Who are you picking?
Well, there again, we've got, Mel Tucker's team had a couple big wins last year, but that was about all the wins they had. They did beat Michigan, they beat Northwestern, but I think this year at Northwestern, Northwestern's going to pull it through.
All right. So you're going to say.
I think it's going to be a low scoring game, but I do see Northwestern winning it.
You're going with Northwestern. Okay. You know what? Just so we have a little bit of diversity here, I'm going to go with MSU.
Oh, I like it.
No reason as to – no rhyme or reason to it, just to be different. So we're asking the Magic 8-Ball, will Northwestern cover the spread? Very doubtful. Magic 8-Ball is going with MSU, too.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. Is that a green 8-Ball?
No, it's the regular black and white one. It's a Magic 8. In all honesty, it's a Magic 8-Ball app because, you know, I dropped my Magic 8-Ball and never worked since then. So it's the Magic 8-Ball app, which we could have a sponsor for it at some point on this show. Just saying out there to our general listening audience. Yeah, why not? Why not? All right. Noon games on Saturday. This looks like the best matchup of the weekend. Number 19, Penn State at number 12, Wisconsin. Wisconsin, 5.5 point favorite.
I am intrigued by that one, no doubt. And this one I've been going back and forth and back and forth on because, like you said, what a cool early Big Ten season. I mean, smash mouth type football, it's going to be fun. they're again back and forth, but I think the Badgers, I think they're going to win that one. They'll easily cover. I think they're going to cover the 5.5. It'll be good, but I'm going with the home team.
All right. Yeah, you and me both going with the home team, all the things you just said. And even the Magic 8-Ball says yes, definitely. Just so you know, when we ask the Magic 8-Ball, we're always asking if the team that's picked to win is going to cover the spread. That's how it's always coming out. And so Magic 8-Ball, yes, they say Wisconsin's going to cover the spread and win the game. Western at U of M.
The mighty Broncos.
Mighty Broncos. I really hate how Michigan starts most of their seasons lately with a MAC school. I just absolutely hate that. Anyway, U of M hosting Western. U of M is a 17.5 point favorite. I think it's a pretty easy pick. I'm going to go with U of M.
Well, see, I don't think it's that easy.
Okay.
I'm with you. I do think Michigan's going to win, but I honestly don't think they're going to cover. I hope they do. But at the same time, as bad as their defense looked last year, they were so vulnerable on the corners. Western, they've got that, Caleb Ellaby, something like that.
Okay.
And his receivers, too. I mean, they're good. They're not just MAC 10 good. They're good.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens. Like I said, I think Michigan's going to win, but I don't think they're going to cover.
So you're going to go with Western then?
I'm going Western.
Wow. Okay.
Also, my wife did graduate from Western, so I kind of had to.
There you go. You know what? That's another subject that we broached several times on this, because you know my wife's from Pittsburgh, so it's a little different conversation when we talk about pro sports. All right. Magic 8-Ball, will U of M cover? Cannot predict right now, so we're going to have to come back. We'll have to circle back on that one after we make our picks. All right. Fordham at Nebraska. FanDuel did not come up with a line on this one. That's a... I think Nebraska is the Titanic of college football right now.
It isn't pretty over there, that's for sure. It hasn't gotten much better either.
What do you think?
They have the Fordham Rams.
You're taking Fordham?
No. Oh, if they're going through everything, I think that Nebraska is probably going to win, but I don't see them getting 41. I don't even think they'll probably score 41 points.
Okay.
So I'm taking, I'm taking Fordham.
You're going to take Fordham. All right. I don't know much about either, except for there's been a lot of transfers or requests to transfers out of Nebraska, so I'll take Nebraska.
Mark, I need to switch that real quick.
Yeah.
Put me on Nebraska.
You're going to go on Nebraska then?
I was talking back and forth, and they're not going to cover. They're going to win, so yeah.
All right, so yep. I'm gonna go. Let's ask the Magic 8-Ball if Nebraska's gonna win, and it says most likely.
Yeah.
So there it goes.
Like I said, I don't know much about Fordham. Just that fact alone, we'll go Nebraska.
All right. I almost feel like just going on to our next pick here. Number 17 Indiana at number 18 Iowa. I almost feel like there's been a Matrix glitch or something, or we're living in one of the weird multiverse scenarios from the Marvel universe, because in what world is Indiana ranked in the top 20s 2 years in a row?
Well, they deserve it after last year.
I know, but it's Indiana. They're a basketball school, not a football school. What the hell's going on here?
It doesn't make any sense at all. I agree with you 100%, but you know, what are you going to do? They have that. Well, what's their coach? Tom Allen, I think is his name.
Yeah.
Dude is no joke. He's a good coach. He's getting it done. He's putting Indiana on the map as a football school. Who even thought they would be?
So number 17, Indiana at number 18, Iowa. Iowa is the 3.5-point favorite. They're at home. I'm going to pick Iowa.
I'll take Indiana in the points.
You're taking Indy?
Yep.
All right. Indiana. And asking the Magic 8-Ball if Iowa will cover the 3.5, and the Magic 8-Ball says yes. Signs point to yes, the exact quote from our Magic 8-Ball.
Oh, boy.
West Virginia at Maryland. That's, really not much we can say about either one of those teams, except for Maryland probably has the most annoying uniforms in all of college basketball.
I like the helmet sometimes, though.
Last year when they played Michigan, they had the old classic throwback Terps. I like those so much better.
Yeah, they are cool.
All right. West Virginia's 2.5-point favorite over Maryland.
Yep. I'm actually going to take West Virginia.
All right.
But, it's hard to say. They got, that What is it? How do you pronounce his name? Tua Tagovailoa. You know, his brother actually is on the Terrapins there. So, I mean, that makes the game interesting.
Okay.
But I still think West Virginia is going to win it.
That's about as interesting as the game gets. I'm going to go with West Virginia also. Yeah, there we go. And asking the Magic 8-Ball, will West Virginia cover the spread? As I see it, yes. So the Magic 8-Ball is also picking West Virginia. Okay, Oregon State at Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
Again, don't know much about either one of these, but Purdue is a 6.5-point favorite. What do you say?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that one. I mean, like I said, I can't say I watch a lot of Oregon State Beavers football. You know, obviously Purdue has been pretty bad on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
I don't see, you know, they do got that, I don't know, I don't. Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I don't think that,
It's quite tough.
I think Purdue's going to pull it off, though.
All right. You're going with Purdue. I'm going with Purdue. Magic 8-Ball is going with Oregon State. Very doubtful.
Uh-oh.
When we ask if Purdue will cover the spread, very doubtful. So Magic 8-Ball is going against with Oregon State. All right. Last one on the list. We have Texas San Antonio at Illinois. Illinois, a 5.5-point favorite on this one. I'll go with the Illini. It's Big Ten against a very small non-conference school. They're at home, so I'm just going to go with Illinois.
You know, this one was kind of fun to me because I'll be honest with you, I watch a lot of college football. I've never even heard of UTSA. So, you know, I had to kind of Google them and look them up a little bit last night.
Yeah.
And, I'm with you 100%. I think Illini, plus they had Brandon Peters, you know, that transfer from Michigan. He's their quarterback. He did get injured last week. But they had that Sikowski came in, won the game for them. So I think whoever starts that game, I think, is still going to have enough power to beat UTSA.
Gotcha. All right. There we go. We got our picks. Magic 8-Ball, last pick. Will Illinois cover the spread? Well, it's telling me to concentrate and ask again. All right, we're going to circle back on those. All right, we got Magic 8-Balls being a fickle individual today. Back to Temple at Rutgers. Will Rutgers cover the 14.5-point spread? Second time asking. Cannot predict right now. It does not know what to do with that Rutgers game.
Must be a tie.
Wow. Western at U of M. It says, Will Michigan cover the spread? Concentrate and ask again. Must be shopping or something right now. All right. Illinois. Will Illinois cover the spread? As I see it, yes. All right. So they're picking Illinois. Rutgers, cover the spread. Outlook good. So they're going to say Rutgers will win. So we're all on board with Rutgers. And where'd I leave? Oh, yeah, U of M game. Did not want to pick the U of M game. All right, U of M, 17.5 points. U of M, 17.5 points. Will it cover? Magic 8-Ball says it is certain.
Oh.
Yeah. So we got we weren't unified in our picks all across the board, Drew. So we're going to have to I'm very interested in seeing how this pans out next week.
Well, the first week is always interesting. You really don't have much to go by. You know, it's a brand new season. You can go by last year, but it's new players, sometimes new coaches, new regime, new scheme.
Yeah.
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we don't have a wager on this yet. We're going to have to maybe sit around a campfire at some point and let some friends come up with a wager and see have a winner loser at the end of this thing, have to do something somewhat embarrassing or fun.
Yeah, we definitely have to.
All right. We got all season to figure that part of it out. All right, Mark and Drew versus the Magic 8-Ball. First one's in the can. We're going to do this again next week. You still on board?
I'm ready, brother.
All right, looking forward to it. This is Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. You're listening to Talkback Jackson Sports.